We're going to take a trip up north now, way north to Alaska. For a while, the state was home to writer Brendan Jones. He lived in Sitka, and he spent a lot of his time there at a local hangout called the Backdoor Cafe. And that's where he began to notice a kind of life cycle for Alaskans' favorite footwear, extra tough boots.
There are four distinct ages in the life of an extra tough. The age of patina, the age of duct tape, the age of boat shoes, and finally, the age of the Sitka slipper. Let me explain. Extra toughs have no bells and whistles. If you plan to spend time wading in streams and walking in mud, you might opt for a knee-high model. Or if you're slinging fish in the hold of a longliner, Sitka's most popular type of fishing boat, the insulated version might be your best bet. Otherwise, you settle with a standard issue brown boot, which won't corrode in fish guts, and will keep your feet dry in a town that receives almost twice as much rain as Seattle. Opening your first box of extra toughs is a religious experience. The rasp of the cardboard, the waves of rubber smell when you lift the lid, and that satisfying whoomph as your foot slides home. You might well be tempted to walk straight down to the Backdoor Cafe and strut around in your new purchase. Don't! Take the boots out only at night, preferably a moonless one. Go traipsing around in the tide pools of Mosquito Cove or the salt-filled Indian River. Anything to give your boots a certain sort of dullness. This will usher them into their infancy, what I like to call the age of patina. After a year or two of constant use, the boots will develop a leak in the natural crease along the bridge of the foot where the leg meets the ankle. Apply duct tape and wear it with pride, but one note here. Do not, under any circumstances, fake the tape. Make sure your boots display the requisite nicks and scars, proving that you've worked hard to deserve that metallic band-aid across the front. The age of boat shoes follows, and here, things become a little more complicated. At a certain point, the leak in your boots will run the circumference of the ankle, and then the entire calf of the boot will need to be removed with a deft surgical cut. But another warning here. Extra toughs have recently come out in the shoe stores as boat shoes, that is, without the calf. Please, don't even consider buying these. You will be laughed out of the Backdoor Cafe and never asked to return. And then the ultimate stage, the boot world's definition of bliss, the stage of the Sitka slipper. At a beautiful moment in your life, and you'll know when it happens, the heel of the boat shoe, because it is not reinforced, will sadly buckle. At this point, it's a good 5 years or so, after the original purchase of the boot, a disc of rubber and neoprene will need to be removed. Oh, happy day! You can strut your stuff, parade your extra toughs with pride as you walk into the Backdoor Cafe, or anywhere in Alaska, including your own bedroom.
Brendan Jones is a writer and one-time reporter for the Sitka Sentinel in Sitka, Alaska.